Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So this morning I wanted to do a few different things. Saturdays I tend to deviate from the norm a little bit. But I wanted to read initially just our first scripture, which is Psalms 5, verse 3, where it says, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly." Now, I love to start my day with prayer, and that's something that I always try to do. I don't always do it, though. And prayer is extremely powerful because we are praying to the one and only God, the one God who can make a difference and who can intervene or intercede in our lives. And so I don't want to go into too much of my own thoughts on any of this stuff, but I was reading also in 1 Kings where Elijah actually, he was so confident in God that he got into a prayer contest with the prophets of Baal. And so he was sitting there, he was amongst the prophets of Baal, and they were talking about whose God is real, who's the most powerful one. And so I just wanted to jump in real quick to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 22, and just read through a bit of it. It's going to be about, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 verses. "Then Elijah said to them, 'I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God.' Then all the people said, 'What you say is good.' Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, 'Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first. Since there are so many of you, call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire.' So they took the bull given to them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal, morning till noon. 'Baal, answer us,' they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered. And they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. 'Shout louder,' he said. 'Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened.' So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, 'Come here to me.' They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one from each of, for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, 'Your name shall be Israel.' With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 sephahs, or seahs, of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, 'Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and the wood.' 'Do it again,' he said, and they did it again. 'Do it a third time,' he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench." So 12 jars of water was thrown on the wood and the bull. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord. Answer me, Lord. Answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" Then Elijah commanded them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let anyone get away." They seized them, and Elijah had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered there. So the children of Israel, the people of Israel, had turned away from God and were worshiping Baal. In fact, the prophets of God had been killed. Elijah was the last. But God never gave up on his people. He never gave up on us. He didn't give up on his nation and all those who were his. And yet, once they turned back to him, they fell prostrate. He blessed them. He took care of them. He never turned his back on them. It was man who turns his back on God. He tries to figure out something else that's more pleasing to him, more fleshly, as Paul has been saying. But God doesn't turn his back on us, and if we will simply prostrate ourselves, repent, we're always welcome back. So I think about our nation, which is the purpose of this prayer time. And I think about how far we've come away from God, how fully solid our back is turned to him. People get mad at a pro kicker who speaks the truth to Catholics at a Catholic school. If you say anything against DEI, if you say anything against abortion, if you say anything against anything that they don't like, you're evil. You're attacked. Our nation has turned its back on God. We need to fall prostrate on our We need to fall on our faces and repent. So let's go and go to God and pray for our nation today. Holy Father, we come before you, knowing that you are the one and only God. You are the one who lights the fires, provides the cloud cover, gives us guidance into our path, on our path. You're the one who loves us, forgives us, and takes care of us. You want only what's best for us. You've created the mountains, you've created the heavens, and you've created everything. And yet you want what's right for us. And I thank you, Father, for this wonderful country that we live in. I thank you for the United States. I thank you for the world and the part that we play in it and have played in it. And Lord, I just lift up this day to you, seeking out your will and your voice, seeking your wisdom and your guidance. I pray that today would be a day that we don't waste, be a day in which we live a life that's worthy of you. So, Father, I pray for this nation. I ask that these people, our people, would turn back to you, that we would face down and humble ourselves to you, the creator of all, knowing that it was you who made this nation great, and it was us who've screwed it up. It was us listening to our earthly desires. It was us listening to Satan and his henchmen, his spokespeople. Lord God, forgive us, I pray. And I just pray and ask that you would once again raise up leaders in this land who love you, who know you, and can turn our hearts back to you. I pray for our political leaders that they would be filled with your spirit, Father, and that your Spirit would guide them. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would guide this time in this prayer so that it would be effective, that God would hear it, would bless it, and empower it. That our presidents, our presidential candidates, our congressional candidates, our mayors would turn to you, Lord. That they would hear your voice and be empowered by you, not by themselves. That they would live in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And that it'd be your Spirit, Father, that they hear, that they embrace. May this nation turn to you. May we humble ourselves again. I pray for our church leaders and our churches to stand together. As Paul mentioned so many times about unity within the church, I ask that our church leaders would find your voice once again. There's so many that do love you and hear you and speak for you. And there's so many others that have lost their way. I pray you'd redirect and unite the churches once again, Father. I pray for the Catholics, the Protestants, the non-denominationals, all to reach together because we all believe in you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I just ask, Lord, that our hearts and our minds would be melded together, our spirits would combine with you, and you would direct us, that as a body of your children, as inheritors of your power, we would know how to help lead this nation back to you. I just pray for this day to be a day in which we strive for you, we love you, and we grow closer to you, that we would be able to say we love you with 100% of ourselves. And that we also love our neighbors as ourselves. And Lord, I lift up our families to you. They're so precious to us. And I just pray for your hand to be upon our sons and daughters, our grandchildren, our spouses, our parents and siblings, and all those that we call family and that we love. Pray that you, Holy Spirit, would move in their lives, that you would touch them and they would know you. That you would put people in their paths who love you and know you and help direct them and support them and encourage them on their walk to you, with you. I just ask that we would live a life today that's worthy of you and that Holy Spirit, you would go amongst this nation, go across our land and bring revival. That the hearts would be spurred on to change. That they'd be spurred on to action for you. I just thank you, Father, and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I just want to thank you for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a wonderful day.